Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who talks last? Count on the 4:30 first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
The birthday is brought to us by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hell yeah.
Jesus, it almost got me.
Gentlemen. Today is my granddaughter, Raylan Jane's, a.k.a. Sweet Baby Ray's, 7th birthday. The funniest, smartest, and snarkiest 7-year-old I know. She has a very kind heart and an amazing sense of humor. And since she lives in Eastern Washington, I'm not going to see her on her special day, but I'm hoping she can hear this on the Odyssey app. So how about an OG barbershop quartet, a little kid fish sandwich, some dad jokes from Miles, and if Mickey and Goofy have time, she would love to hear a shout-out from them, too. Happy birthday, sissy. Grandma B loves you so much to the moon and beyond. Thanks, guys, and stay beautiful. That from our buddy, the Ginger Midget.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Fish sandwich.
I don't know if these are appropriate, but the jokes I got. Guys, if Russia attacked Turkey from the rear, do you think Greece would help?
Wouldn't that be a stuffing?
Yes. If A is for airplanes and B is for boats, what is C for?
Canoes.
It's an explosive.
Ah, what is C for?
Yes. And finally, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amos.
Amos who?
A mosquito. Knock, knock.
Who's there? There?
Anna.
Anna who?
Another mosquito. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeti.
Yeti who?
Yeti, another mosquito. And knock, knock.
Who's there?
Helen.
Helen who?
Helen, another mosquito. Yes.
Well, God, first of all, happy 7th birthday. Hope we can see you down in the world for your special day. But do yourself a favor and ask your grandma what the B stands for.
I think we all know that one. Huh? If you're 7, you know what that means. Ice cream all day. Ice cream for lunch. Ice cream for dinner. Ice cream before you go to bed. Your parents won't mind.
And all you naked ladies, want to give a birthday shout-out to my 4'10" Puerto Rican friend, Victoria. Can she get a little kid face sandwich? Dirty Germans telling her what they will do to her on her birthday. And the captain telling the story of what happened on his last trip to Puerto Rico. That from the JJG, president of the Ted Smith Fan Club, Texas Chapter.
Fish challenge!
Yeah, if you're 4'10", I will simply step on the first rung of a ladder and undo my pants. What you do next is up to you.
Yeah, you know, it's that close. I think I might have to illegally cross your Via Grande.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, all 4'10" of you. You know, me and the mascots used to go to Puerto Rico quite often, specifically go to San Juan, which means St. John, which oddly enough is what we call Chester Cheetah, because he loves prostitutes and that makes him a John. He was arrested, by the way, on prostitution-related charges. Well, that and peddling cheetah porn. Now, look, I'm no prude, but cheetahs are into some stuff. Crunch bears.
Guys, love the show. Maybe too late, but I'm turning 40 today. Can I get some dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Mike.
Yeah, you can get plenty of dirty Germans. That's how we do it. At least 9 of us.
Yeah, and together you can have 40 ounces of dirty German all over you.
Yeah, you look like you got tackled at an egg drop soup factory. Jesus.
Jesus. Pachalos, want to send a very happy late 50s birthday shout out to my best friend, my wife, Gina. Our marriage over the past 15 years and our partnership over the last 18 have proven that she is most likely my guardian angel. I'm sure I'd be in an early grave if it were not for her. So thank you, Gina. Can you please give her a penis is too small, a cut that bitch off, and the dirty Germans telling us how she's got me digging holes in the yard to plant new plants for her birthday, since plants seem to make her happy. Thanks, guys. That from Nick.
Yeah, I like this vagina that you are married to. I don't know why you say you're digging holes. Usually you just use a little, like Miles said, a little grease.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to look for holes in the backyard, the front yard. Wherever there's a hole, I like to fill it.
Yeah. What kinds of plants does she like? Does she like the penis flytrap?
Yeah, zucchini.
And finally, for the birthdays, Macholos, I'm starting my 59th trip around the sun to mark this momentous occasion. Can I get the entire air staff? Jesus Christ.
No.
Can I get you guys to say liquor and whores, followed by some green beans, and the dirty German saying danger bacon? Thanks, guys. You're awesome. That from Jim in Maple Valley. Liquor and whores!
Yeah, instead of saying danger bacon, I will say it in German. My penis.
Yeah, it's the danger bacon?
Yeah. I'm sorry, mine penis.
Nine.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. Now we suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed, and there's definitely a theme to all three of the stories today. You know, we talk about a lot of different things on this program. One thing we rarely cover, prosthetics. So let's change that with who sucks less. Let us begin in the United Kingdom, where video from the UK captures the moment a one-armed man hopping on one leg and swinging his prosthetic leg at his opponent. Then the opponent snatches the leg and uses it to club his disabled foe. You follow me? So there's a guy hopping around on one leg, but he is holding his own prosthetic leg. But he is swinging this thing around because he's having a confrontation from a fully able-bodied individual. He says, quote, "I haven't got no effing leg on, you pee." That's what the man shouts after his leg dropped out of his sweatpants. He continues to speak, "I got my leg on. Let me stand up on two legs." But he loses control over the leg because he's now tussling with his opponent, who snatches it from him and starts swinging like a baseball bat at the man who is now on one leg. At one point, a woman living in the complex, this happened at an apartment, she hears it. She yells down, "You beat disabled people up. The police are on the way." Meanwhile, the guy with one leg, who was trying to assault the other able-bodied guy with his prosthetic leg, says, "You hit me around the head with my false leg. You pee." He is believed to have lost a limb in a train accident. Either way, both of them were arrested at the end until cooler heads could prevail.
Jesus.
So we don't know what their confrontation was, but the guy's leg fell out of his sweatpants. His opponent then grabs it. They tussle, and then his opponent now takes his prosthetic leg
and commences to beating him with it. We now go to New Orleans, Louisiana. Where a woman, she used her ex-boyfriend's prosthetic leg to beat him up after a night of drinking and a breakup. This one's a little different. So Michelle Jackson, she was arrested and booked with aggravated battery. So the two began drinking, and then at some point, the victim told Jackson that he wanted to date someone else. The man later went to sleep, but he woke up early the next morning with a large cut on his head, and it was dripping with blood, and his hand was also injured. Well, she told a relative that she took the victim's prosthetic leg and beat him with it. She was admitted to stabbing him, although he did not have any stab wounds. Now, she left before the police arrived. They said that she called the relative and a friend because she thought she'd actually killed him. All right, so she beats him with his prosthetic, thinks he's dead. He wasn't dead. Anyway, he was just hammered. That's why he slept through it. Well, the U.S. Marshals eventually tracked her down at her house and booked her to the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center, being held without bond. So they get drunk. He says he wants to date someone else. She waits for him to pass out. Pulls his leg off, beats him with it. And now we go to Michigan, where police there, they were called about a domestic disturbance. Now, the victim, who wears a prosthetic leg, reported that he and his girlfriend had been drinking beer and began arguing about an incident that had occurred 4 years ago. Anyway, the argument escalated, and eventually the woman seized the man's spare leg and began to beat him with it, okay? So he still had his actual prosthetic leg on, but he has a backup. So she grabbed the backup. Now, the relatively good news was that the spare, as they say, was an older wooden model, not the modern titanium leg that the man was actually wearing. Also, since he was wearing his other leg, he was able to flee to the front yard, although he was still flight impaired. And so the woman was able to pursue him and continue to beat him with his own wooden leg. Now, she fled with the leg after a witness called police. The woman was later arrested and charged with larceny for stealing his leg and assault with a dangerous weapon for using said leg to beat him. And at the time that this went to press, the leg had not been recovered. Wow. So those are your three stories. You go to the UK where a guy gets into a fight with another dude. His prosthetic leg falls off, essentially, during the tussle. They fight over the leg. The guy that he was confronting then takes his leg and starts beating him with it. We have the situation in New Orleans where a guy said he wanted to date someone else. So his girlfriend waited for him to pass out, took his prosthetic leg, and beat him while he was asleep. And then finally in Michigan, where the guy had both of his legs on, but he happened to have a spare wooden one, she grabbed the spare wooden one and beat him with that, both inside and outside of the house. Wow.
None of them died.
None of them died. You know, the worst injury was probably the middle guy, the guy that woke up bleeding from his head. But still, they said it's more or less superficial wounds. He was cut, but not really injured. And with the first guy, the problem is, we don't know who started or what the fight was about. It's right. Just two dudes.
In an apartment complex. So they're probably sober.
Probably. Or maybe.
The potential's
there. I don't know. I mean, look, guys are going to fight, but we don't know who instigated what. So that one, a little more up in the air for him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, right. The UK one, I'm glad you said that. That was going to be my question. Like, well, did prosthetic legs guy start it?
I don't know. And I searched around for it.
If they're two dudes that are standing up, you don't know maybe that he has a prosthetic leg.
Sure, he's wearing sweatpants.
Or maybe you do. But either way, once it falls off, then you go, oh, hey, wait a minute, hold on.
No, they fought over it.
Then he took it and he beat him with it.
Yeah.
So in this case, you got two guys. So the one separator in all these stories is it was girlfriends, wives, whatever, beating up their boyfriends.
Correct.
Now, I'm not saying that that's okay. But in this instance, you have two grown men going at it.
Right.
It's not a domestic. They're just getting into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one guy knows the guy doesn't have his leg because he's beating him with it.
And, well, he even says, let me put my leg back on. Basically, give me two legs to fight. Now the guy's like, nah.
So
I don't blame that guy. The guy hitting him. Like, if we start a fight and then your leg falls off, like, sorry, maybe you shouldn't be involved in a fight.
Don't pick a fight then. Right.
Okay. But I still don't think it's fair. I think you say, like, look.
I mean, it's not.
But, if you're going to, again, I don't know who instigated this fight. So that's part of the issue, right? If the other guy instigated the fight, I'd say he sucks the most. If one-legged dude instigated the fight and your leg falls off, like Ted said, like, then maybe don't pick fights, man. If you're going to get to the point that you're physically going to confront someone, it's like, it's not about whether or not it's fair. Look, man, I've been in fights with a guy beat my ass. So in theory, it was not fair because he could beat my ass, but that's what happens in a fight. You know, you find out.
Yeah, I mean...
But again, for me, it really depends who instigated. But based on the mouth of the one-legged guy, at least... The little quotes that we have from the guy with one leg, he reminds me of Bagel Guy.
Like, he's kind of...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You so know, he is that guy.
I don't
so
know
he might deserve to get his ass beat.
He might, it's just the quotes, but again, there's no context, so it's hard to know. Because anyone that's been in a fight, if they take a quote that you said during that fight out of context, no matter what, you sound like the bad guy, right?
The one woman thought that correct. She actually killed her boyfriend.
She did. That's why she called a relative. And he ended up being fine. I mean, he got his head cut, but he's like, dude, I was passed the hell out. That's why I didn't wake up.
Well, that's
the thing,
too. He broke up with her, and then she beat him.
And stabbed him, according to her. He can't find the stab wound, but I don't know why you'd add that on if he didn't.
I mean, I think that one's probably the worst.
I would agree.
Right? Because, like, at the end of the day, like, breaking up is never fun. People get emotional, but you can't.
He's like, passed out.
Right, that doesn't give her an excuse to just beat him up and stab him.
No. And again, he's not even awake to defend himself. You know, dude's face down in a bed.
Right, and the woman in Michigan, again, not saying it's okay, but I'm like, all right, they're both drinking, they're hammered.
Oh, they were hammered, oh yeah.
She kind of brought up the argument, leads it, you know, they're both physical.
Then stole the leg.
She stole the leg, used it
but
as
it was a spare.
It was his spare.
I think that situation sucks the least.
Why? Because it was a spare leg?
Well, because they were both drunk.
Yes.
She used a spare.
And it was the wooden one, not
she
the titanium
away.
One.
Wasn't
no,
like
he ran away.
Oh, he ran away.
Yeah, he ran outside to call the cops. Because they point out, right. Because he had his titanium leg on, he was able to run outside and call the cops, but he still can't outrun her, right? So she comes flying out of the house. You know, he's trying to get away, and that wasn't happening. She's taking that
wooden leg. I still think that scenario sucks the least.
See, I think the guy in the UK sucks the least.
UK guy. Which guy was that?
The two people fighting in the apartment. Yeah.
Right. That seems like they were straight up getting into a fight, and the one guy, his leg fell off, and then he was like, oh, you're going to let me get my leg? Like, no. Like, it's a street fight. Nah. Like, if you trip throwing a punch, I'm not going to wait for you to stand up.
That's true, right?
If it's a sanctioned
fight, yes, there are rules. If it's a street fight, like, hey, man.
Right, know. And, like, I know we've disagreed for a while about this, but, like, I'm in the theory of you're in a street fight. Like, it's a street fight.
Yeah.
Pretty much almost anything goes. So, like, his leg falls off. I kind of like
him. Game on.
I kind of like this chap.
Now you got an
advantage. Like, that's my leg now, and you are in trouble. You know what I mean? Maybe you shouldn't be talking all that ass with one leg, you dumbass.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Last. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Shot of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up to 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the Shout of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A high school in Texas is creating an AI detecting app to help teachers.
I wonder if it's powered by AI.
You're right. Again, we should start incorporating different AI classes in education, in my opinion. However, comprehension is still a very important thing that these kids do need to know.
Absolutely, man. And I get it. They just want to skate out on the homework or whatever.
We all did.
Of course, and if I had AI, look, I would have used it as much as possible.
Correct.
But I think teachers kind of, most of the teachers I talk to that have dealt with my kids, they know your kid. They know their styles and all that kind of thing. And even when your kid really steps up and does something great academically, typically they still know if they're using words that kid, you know, knows. Or just,
right.
I think most teachers, I don't even know that they really need it.
No.
I think most teachers are like, look, bro, I know this is AI. Or if it's not AI, I know you didn't write this, Billy. Mm-hmm.
But again, it kind of goes back to the calculator problem. You know, you're not going to be walking around with a calculator in
your pocket.
Right.
Yes, we are.
But there's a reason why we started using calculators in the upper levels of classes, because then we already knew how to do the math to a degree.
You just want to speed up the process.
The calculator's quicker. All right.
Yeah.
AI. As long as they understand what it is that they're supposed to be talking about, or whatever reason they have for using the AI, as long as they comprehend what it is that is going to be on there,
I agree.
Who cares that AI gets used?
Yeah, comprehension is the main thing out of school.
Absolutely.
Right? I feel like my teachers could tell if I had used. Did you ever use Cliff Notes?
Absolutely.
I missed Cliff Notes, man.
All right. Well, I know we did. I was looking at it. And I was like, I wonder if Mike's a little bit younger.
I think they were still available. They were still out there, but I don't believe I ever had Cliff Notes.
And Thrill's right. Like, I just feel like teachers know your kids. Like, I feel like a couple times it was like, stay after class. Like, man, that was a good one, right? And it's like, did you use Cliff Notes? No.
Liar.
I know you did. All right, I did.
Because the teacher's like, we know the Cliff Notes. This is exactly what they say, right? There's nothing. Your answer is strictly what the Cliff Notes said.
Physicists have created the world's smallest violin using nanotechnology.
Oh, really?
Oh, let's play one.
Finally.
For him.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not just a joke anymore.
Nope.
So who's going to play this?
Billy Strings.
I mean, it's great that you did it, but again, like...
Somebody will.
And now what?
This will end up in the Guinness World Records within the next 10 years.
That someone actually played it.
Somebody played the world's smallest violin. There's a new theory that the universe started out inside of a black hole, bouncing from a larger planet universe.
That theory's been around for a long-ass time.
It has. We still don't know, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a basic way of saying it. Yeah, we don't know.
That's part of the human experience is...
We're spitballing.
...fathoming what it is that we do there.
Yeah.
Where that came from.
I don't know a lot about space, but that seems reasonable.
Right. It's something that could happen.
I mean, essentially, space, the universe around you, it is existence. So however it started, who knows?
Exactly.
I don't think you're ever really going to figure that out.
Until we do, everything's on the table.
What if it's a letdown? You know what I mean? Like, you go to, all right, we have figured out, you know, the time loop, all this stuff, made the universe, existence, and it's just some disappointing answer. Right. Turns out that we are the dung of a much larger...
And we're a lizard fart that eventually evolved.
We think we're a big deal, but to the lizard, we're a fart bubble.
Right.
I mean, what if this is purgatory?
There's been a lot of conversation about that between the wife and I, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what if the aliens are just like, I don't know, put them on Earth for 60-some years.
Right. Right. Let them hash this out.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that be messed up? Like, oh, hey, listen, man. Humans were just troublesome to everybody. We dropped your ass off on this water. Like, God. We gave you what you needed.
We're the prison planet?
It's not even prison, just... It's almost like detention. Like, man, nobody wanted to be around.
We're the Australia of the universe.
Yeah, so we just kind of put you on the planet. And
again, on the podcast, there's a brand new episode out today. We talk about it all the time. I was like, I think they've been here. And they're just like, oh, you guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try again in a few thousand years.
One of my favorites, aliens drive by Earth and lock their doors.
Oh, damn.
The Washington Post is planning to let amateur writers submit columns in the with the help of AI. Then why do you need amateur writers?
I was going to say, but
Just use the AI.
Is that helping the amateur writers get better at writing?
I can't imagine so.
Right? I mean,
they're not doing the writing. Because
that means you do the bullet points, you feed it an AI. And it,
correct. And I'm assuming here that they're not covering any news stories. They're covering more articles and op-eds and editorials and whatnot. So at that point, you're not looking for journalists. You're looking for people with what do people care about enough to make an article on it.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah.
I think we're getting to a weird, dangerous time in my mind, too, right? Like,
I agree.
Everything in your history is not great, but you need to know it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? I mean, you start rewriting history or if we don't write stuff down at a certain point, it's like, well, technology still needs power cords.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Still needs power. And that's the big thing with AI, just how much energy it actually uses.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Like, why don't you have AI solve that problem? Like, this is an energy drain. Like, well, then maybe get AI to figure out a way to, you know, like, that would be a good purpose for it.
Right. All the things we know now of wars and famines and all these horrible things. Nothing scares me more than lights going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not alone on that. Mm-hmm. People freak out quick.
New infrared contact lenses are in development that allow people to see in the dark, even with their eyes closed.
Crazy.
Miles and I chuckled about this because, like we said, I understand what they're saying.
Trying to sleep, damn it.
The more accurate statement would probably be to be made available to the public.
So, green beret.
There's very
green
few
berets.
Things, right, that just show up that's like that, special that's forces. Not already being used.
So they got a better one.
Right.
That's right.
That's all it is. So they've got a better one now that you don't know about.
That's
but
right.
They've been
so
using
this
can use these,
for years.
Yeah. I've been staring at you on the street.
There's no way they just allow that to the general public. Like, here.
No.
Stalk someone in the dark.
No.
You don't think you could find... I bet you could buy night vision goggles right now.
You could buy
probably
night
like $500.
But remember, the military is using them before they were made available to the public. So
correct.
Like, talking to a guy from NASA, it's kind of funny. So look, man, whatever big tech thing, AI is a little different, but he goes, generally tech gadgets that you can physically interact with, he's like, I've been around for 20 years. He's like, but when the military finally upgrades and has a significantly better version of it, you know, then the public gets
private
this
sector.
He was talking about like fax machines, all this crap. He's like, bro, they were around a long time before you ever even heard of them.
Apparently, your left and right brain hear language differently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, my right brain speaks Spanish.
Wouldn't that be something? They're talking to this here? Oh, yeah. I got you.
Oh, gotcha, man. Social media's obsession with muscles is fueling a new form of eating disorder. What's that? Basically, it's kind of a hyperfixation on fitness and building lean muscle.
Okay.
So, like, with any eating disorder, whether it's obsessive eating or it is, you know, you can't eat anything that is going to put any kind of weight on you, it's changing to the point of you need to eat super clean to be able to build bodybuilder-style muscle. And there's
Eating disorder called?
Oh, it was, like, MOD, I believe, is what it was. It was, like, muscular-obsessed disordered eating or something like that.
It's protein.
Yeah. Right. That's all it is. It's protein shakes. It's pre-workouts and stuff like that. Yeah.
Man, if you want to look like a bodybuilder, you got to move giant weights.
And what they're saying is that social media and TikTok and whatnot, there's a lot of fitness influencers out there, and there's a lot of influencers that look very, very good on there to where it's getting the more lax public to be like, oh, crap, I'm a fat POS because I've got, you know, 12% body fat.
Right. Which also, we got to stop that too.
100%.
Like, I have some friends that do that, and I'm like, dude, you're not fat. Stop saying that. Cause because there's people that are really dealing with stuff, and it's like, you're fine. You might be a couple pounds more than you want to be.
Yeah.
But you're not fat.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a different style of body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you with the big words.
Body dysmorphia. There's a new article about the anatomy of a smile and how to spot fake ones.
I think you can typically tell.
It comes down to, are they smiling with their eyes, is basically what I found with that article. You know, because the fake smile, they'll just, you know, they'll bring the corners of the mouth up, but those eyes are still dead. Or they're not paying attention, or they're clearly scorned. You can tell. I don't have much of a poker face when it comes to that, unfortunately.
Most people don't, because it's in the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, someone cannot be smiling, just have the resting face, but you can communicate a lot with your eyes with a complete stranger real quick.
100%.
You know, and I mean, and it is understood.
Right. I know, VD. Have you guys ever used everything that you learned in school in your adult life?
No. Everything?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
The closest I've come to geometry is when I'm playing pool. Apparently, I'm not good at it.
There's some useless damn stuff that they taught you.
Like Shakespeare. Top 10.
The Men's Room Top 10
completely useless things we were taught in school. In junior high, we had electives, classes that went toward your final grade but weren't required curriculum, like industrial arts class. You worked hands-on and built things and used table and bandsaws. The most useful thing I learned was by watching Vito Pelicano act like an asswipe while ripping a 2x8 on the table saw. Borg got caught in the blade because he was busy showing off his douchebaggery. The board shot back at him, punched him in the chest, and broke his sternum. Don't worry, he lived.
That's great.
Awesome.
Good work. So these are completely useless things that we were taught in school. They start with dissecting an animal. How to dissect an animal.
It was interesting right. From a biological standpoint, but it is not.
A plastic mold would have worked.
You know what? Actually, I will say that on rare occasions during my cooking career, it kind of came in handy.
Okay.
Actually, thinking back once, somebody, as a thank you from a group of local farmers, because that was kind of becoming a thing. This is like early 90s, right? So they would bring us cheese and all that, but they became one of our purveyors. So as a thank you for kind of helping out their business, we were opening for the night. Our busboy comes running in. We said, hey, that delivery's coming in, man. Can you just deal with it, sign for it? He goes, no problem. About 5 minutes later, he comes back and he goes, what do you want me to do with the pigs? So what are you talking about? It's like, hey, man, as a thank you, they dropped you two full-grown, frozen, solid pigs. Man, so we had them in this freezer for like a month because like, this is not part of our menu.
What do we do with this?
But we finally figured out a couple of specials, but they had not been gutted or anything. So we, and all of us basically reverted back to seventh grade biology to remove guts.
Make the incision here, get all this stuff out there.
It was weird.
Don't throw away the belly.
Is nobody else still dissecting animals?
When I was in school, we dissected an owl pellet. And that's all we did.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I do it for fun.
Yeah.
I did both, right? We did frogs and little pigs in high school. But in grade school, we got to do those owl pellets.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
They're wild,
fishing out those little skulls.
Yes, the little bones. It's wild.
Look at what he ate.
Completely useless things that we were taught in school. Balancing chemical equations. I can't say that I did that one in school.
I would argue that most people that do that create drugs.
That's probably not
right. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of guys that are creating drugs, and, you know, they are retaining
legal or not.
Yeah, legal or not, it comes into play.
I will say the main thing I remember from, like, experiments and stuff in class was wafting.
Wafting.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, you know, you don't want to put your nose directly in there. They could be bad chemicals.
Gotcha. Okay. I dig it.
Yeah. So same thing. Somebody breaks out, like, you know, mac and cheese or a pie. You don't need to put your nose right up next to it. Just got to waft it over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring it to you.
Yeah.
the numbers that Miles never quite got, Roman numerals.
I mean, for the purposes of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty much the only
I don't know any
get.
Other big dummy in the Super Bowl, the only two times that Roman numerals come up in my life.
Right. I mean, I suppose if you're going through history, it helps in certain aspects.
Sure.
But that's your own conquest.
To me, it's interesting in the sense of humanity's trying to figure out a way to kind of just organize numbers, and you feel they realize that there's certain patterns that repeat. So I appreciate all that. But as far as writing anything, like, nobody's going to do that.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, no, that's not true. Remember how they used to teach you how to do an outline?
I do.
Specifically, Roman numerals. Right?
Yeah. I thought for sure that was going to be a lot more of my life was building these doggone outlines, and it's not.
Because computers came along.
Uh-huh.
And that changed it all.
Criminy. But you know what? That does take us to sentence diagramming.
God, I hate it.
Sentence diagram. I don't even know if I remember what that is.
It says, at some point in school, we were all forced to draw confusing branch-like structures to analyze sentences as if they were training to be linguistic archaeologists. Teacher made us diagram every noun, verb, conjunction, insisting that this skill was vital for understanding the English language.
It taught you what an adjective was, right. Or an adverb, or you know, those kind of things, but pronouns. But Schoolhouse Rock did it in 90 seconds.
Right.
Honest to God, I would say most of the academic stuff, not math, but academic stuff like that, I got from Schoolhouse Rock. So by the time you're in second grade, like, I know what a bill is. I know what a conjunction is. I know this.
Well, how do you know? Because
Schoolhouse Rock, they told me. That's all I needed. They told me. And I go, oh.
That was part of my problem is when they did force me to show my work.
Boy,
you know, here's the math problem, 2 plus 2. Now show your work. The work is that 2 plus 2 is 4, dude.
I did that. It was a whole freaking thing. And I will say this. We did get some clarity on that maybe 2 or 3 years ago. We were bitching about the idea because my kids are doing math homework. Man, I got to show the work. Blah, blah, blah. Why? Either they get it right or wrong. And then a teacher texted in, and it made so much sense. They said, look, man, we're not trying to torment your kids. It's that if they get it wrong, we want to see what step.
Okay.
Right? So if it's a long, they go, look, okay, man,
right,
if they screw up from the beginning, they don't understand what the hell's going on.
Right.
But if it's like the fourth step, then we know, instead of just saying, hey, Billy, this is wrong.
Gotcha.
You can say, okay, this is where you have gone wrong. So, look, I bitched about it for like 53 years, but once they said that, I'm like, okay, I'm the idiot. That actually makes a great deal.
Need to find
Thank you that. For being the teacher.
Gotta find where the leak in the pipe is. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's exactly
it. All right. The square dancing unit in gym class.
Jesus,
what's wrong with that?
It's stupid.
I don't believe there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Everything.
You could break that out at a wedding.
Yeah. I love the
If you got a partner.
Yeah. I'm sure the DJ's got some stuff.
Hell yeah.
Swing your partner around, pick him up and throw him on the ground.
In middle school, man. In middle school, they always did, you know, the line dancing, and they'd teach us the, you know, the hustle. And
That'll come in
handy. Do the hustle.
Exactly.
I want a kung fu fight.
But the thing is that at the end of the dance session, I think it was like a month long, there was always a dance at the end of it. And then during that gym class, they would give out tickets, you know, free tickets to the kids that, you know, showed that they were dancing really well. I got a ticket every damn year, man.
Oh, you were out there cutting rug.
Right. I was cutting rug.
I'm with you.
Baby.
We went through all that stuff.
Hell yeah. It was fun.
I feel like you're right, too. There was like a recital or something. It's like, look at us. We could all swing dance
now. I learned boot, scoot, and boogie that year, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They played it all the damn time. Here we go, do-si-do. It's fantastic.
The boot, scoot, and boogie.
The food pyramid. Again, these are completely useless things that we were taught in school.
I don't think it's even right anymore.
It's not.
It's changed.
It's one of those things that change, you know, every 45 seconds. We're like, oh, it's wrong.
And it's not completely wrong is the whole thing. It's like, I think the servings changed and the combinations have changed.
Sure.
However, it's like, you still need to incorporate all of it. We've demonized a handful of different things that are in there, but you do still need all of it.
Yeah, you do.
Like, quit your bitching. The Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
Oh, it was handy
at the library.
Before computers.
Yeah. Yep. And that's because even if you go to the library and you say, I'm looking for this book, they point to the computers like, hey, type it in our computer.
Right. That's
exactly
where it is. We used to have a floor, like the hundreds and the 200s on this floor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like 7 stories, this crap.
My God.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're in a library or bookstore, they're happy to see you, they'll help you out.
That's true.
Right.
Thank you. I can't imagine like the library, like a library being like, I don't know, dude. Look at the Dewey Decimal System.
They go with the Pythagorean theorem.
Ooh.
Anybody still remember it?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Nailed it, Miles.
And again, it depends what you choose. Like my brother uses it.
Sure.
But he's very specialized.
Right.
And
he's an astrophysicist.
Right. But like for the average person, like cool.
Right.
But it means nothing.
And he uses it as an NFL ref.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
According to the Pythagorean theorem, cursive writing.
By the way, real quick, that would be awesome if your brother called a foul and just was like, technically, by the air, where the way the ball, the trajectory that has to be pass interference, I don't want to hear it.
If we square.
I don't want to hear it. Say that to the crowd. I don't want to hear it.
Right. They go with cursive writing. Which I feel like we only use cursive writing for one particular part in our lives.
Signature.
I mean, I still used it probably till about, probably 2001, 2002. And honestly, when I got into radio, everybody was printing.
Everybody prints.
So I went back to printing.
So one of the things we heard recently is as younger generations take over jobs, is it not the National Historic Society or whatever, but you know, all these federal papers from way back in the day, and they realized a lot of kids, young adults, they can't read what's on the paper because it was all cursive.
Mm-hmm. And every birthday and like, card from your grandma.
Right, God almighty. Yeah, that's the one.
Dude, I still say the craziest thing. My mom can read and write in shorthand.
Wow. Oh, God.
What's she like?
She was a secretary forever.
Oh, right. That'll do it.
That was a big part of it.
And then they end with this last completely useless thing that we were taught in schools, and it was early on in elementary school, and you tore up your parents' eardrums with it, learning that damn recorder.
Why do you give children that instrument? It is the most shrill instrument on the face of this planet.
Because
so you take
simple.
Kids that have never played an instrument.
Because it's cheap.
Blow into this.
You can buy 30 of them.
It's got 10 holes and you blow into it.
Teach them the xylophone or something. That thing is so awful. It is so awful.
A woman on vacation in Greece had a very negative review of her hotel, Miles.
What was the problem there?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country singer and songwriter. I've never heard of her. Maybe you guys have. Ella Langley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I Googled her. She is very easy on the eyes.
Beautiful woman.
She is stunning. I'd never heard of her before today.
My wife is about to leave me for her.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame her.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yeah.
I would leave me for her.
Yeah, she's walking out on me for her.
She is, yeah. Anyway, Ella Langley, now she's currently supporting Riley Green on his damn country music tour. And
yes,
to be clear, I am not insulting country music. The actual name of the tour is the damn country music tour. Anyway, Ella was on stage the other night and gave a shout out to Hudson Westbrook, who had opened the set. Said, hey, man, thank you for coming out here and starting the show. The crowd roared, and it was all good. Except that Hudson Westbrook did not perform. A guy named Vincent Mason did.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she took to social media the next day. Just like, hey, and she was kind of laughing about it. Like, my bad, man. I'm not sure how I screwed that up, but I did. But the worst part is the crowd cheered.
They didn't know.
Yeah, they're like.
Now, if she would have said the wrong city, that's embarrassing.
Who do we see most recently that did that?
Oh, God.
I want to say it was somewhat like they were in Pittsburgh when they said Philly, or they're in Philly and said Pittsburgh. But either way, it was just, you know, because the crowd's cheering after some song. They're like, thank you, Philly. And it just, took them about 5 seconds to figure it out. And they're like, oh, crap. Sorry, Pittsburgh. Sorry,
my bad.
Man. Yeah, my bad.
I know. I used to think, how could you be that dumb? And then you realize when you talk to bands, how much they tour and stuff.
Dude.
Like, that's why they write it on tape in front of the stage.
I don't even know what town I'm in.
Yeah. You wake up, you play a show. Yeah, that's it. So thank you, Philly. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.